Okay, we are recording. Okay.
Let me get my agenda. Sorry.
I was able to click the green button that says join meeting when I opened the link.
Yeah, I was as well. I didn't have any problems.
All right, well, we can hear you. We can hear you just fine, Clinton, so.
Okay. No worries. All right. We'll go ahead and call the May 8th Occupational Therapy Examiners meeting to order at 1:35. Do a quick roll call. Quentin McAllister, present.
Charlene Marr, present.
Barbara Paulson, present.
And Dr. Hosenfeld is not present.
Correct. And we have Sabrina present, and then obviously Karen present. All right, so item three, are there any declarations of conflict of interest?
Not for me.
This is Charlene. I don't have any.
All right, perfect. I don't either. So we'll move on to item four. Future board meeting schedule. I might not be able to do the July the 10th if I'm lucky. but that might be something I can do remotely as well if necessary, but we'll know when it gets here for sure. Anybody else have any conflicts on this date?
As I sit here today, none.
And I'm still tentative on June the 12th. We'll see when
it gets here,
too. All right. And I may be able
to accompany if needed. Okay, perfect. So that brings us to item 5, review and approval of meeting minutes from March and April. If there are no corrections or adjustments or anything, I'll make a motion to go ahead and approve those. Do I have a second?
I will second that motion.
All right. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Sounds like motion carries 3-0.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. I need to remind you, Mr. Chair, that when we do a remote-type meeting, we need to do roll call votes. And also, when you're making a motion and seconding that motion, please identify yourself for the recording.
Gotcha.
Thank you.
Perfect. So I made the motion, and Barbara seconded the motion. So now we're going to do a roll call. Quentin McAllister, aye.
Charlene Marr, aye.
Barbara Paulson, aye.
And the motion carries 3-0. So moving on to item 6, and that's review of possible consideration. 6AI is Lisa Harris. That's the board review. So I'll open that up for discussion or a motion. Is there any discussion on that or a motion to approve that initial application?
This is Charlene Marr. I move that we approve Lisa Harrison's application.
I'll second that motion. Quentin McAllister second the motion. It didn't seem like a criminal moral turpitude or crime, actually. Looked like a traffic violation, essentially.
Correct.
So
that's how I
saw it.
I agree.
Yeah. I was like, we have to review this. Okay. Understandable. So with that being said, all in favor, we'll do a roll call vote. Quentin Counselor, aye.
Charlene Marv, aye.
Barbara Paulson, aye.
So that motion passed 3-0, and that brings us to item 7, and that's ratification of license. So 7A is 30 initial applications, and B is 126. And if I remember correctly, we can ratify all those at once?
That is correct.
So I'll make a motion to ratify both the initial applications and the renewals.
This is
Charlie
Moss. I second the motion.
All in favor? Aye. Quentin McAllister?
Charlene Marb, aye.
Barbara Paulson, aye.
So, moving along, the motion carries 3-0. And it looks like there are no new reviews. I'm sure we're going to get a hefty dose of this very soon.
Mm-hmm.
But moving on to item 9.
Excuse me, Mr. Chairman. I'm having a little difficulty hearing you. Could you speak a little louder?
Is this better? Can you hear me better now?
Yes. Thank you.
I don't have a great cellular reception at my home, which is why I was really trying to get the video feed going with the internet. So.
Okay.
But we are moving on to item nine, and I'll turn that over to Karen for those updates.
Okay. Item 9, Board Business and Reports. Item A, the COVID-19 related license requirement waivers. I just thought I'd give you an update on how many waivers we have issued or granted. So the fingerprint requirement, this applies to people who are applying for a new license. And when that's granted, they get a 6-month provisional license to give them time to get their fingerprints. Hopefully 6 months is going to be enough. We have granted 18 of those. There are 3 pending in our queue. Fee waivers, we have granted 14 of those, and those can be used for both initial and renewals. And then the waiver of the requirement for the NBCOT exam, we have 18 of those pending. The one I didn't put on here was the continuing education waiver. Let's see. I should have it on my screen because we just had somebody call in about it. Hey, waiver exam. There it is. We've granted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Seven, and then we have, I think, 12 in the queue. Okay, and then moving on to item 9, or does anybody have any questions about those?
No.
So the continuing education, the continuing education waiver, when it's granted, we issue them a 6-month extension of their current license. So then moving on to 9B, 2020-54th Legislature, second regular session, the status is still up in the air, but I think it's going to be finalized today, possibly that they are just adjourning, which means that those 4 bills that are listed on the agenda, HB 2288, HB 2536, HB 2809, and SB 1074, will all die. So, and I just listed those because those are the ones that the board really affect this agency, particularly telemedicine. Because I'm sure that the industry and the governor's office have realized through this emergency that telemedicine is very important. And now that bill is very likely going to die. So I have talked to members from the association, the Arizona Occupational Therapy Association, and some stakeholders, trying to get them to... if they really want this to go through, they need to contact the governor's office so it can get his attention for any special session that he calls during the summer. Or they could ask him to please, extend that telemedicine executive order. Any questions about those?
Wow, all 4 of those are going to die? Is that what I'm...
Yes. Okay. And they were all very close to the end of the process.
Yeah. 1074, come on.
I know. I'll get to testify
so
again.
That mean, like the state licensing, the fee waiver, like they're not going to extend it, or?
Okay, so the HB 2288, the state licensing fee waiver, was one that would require us to waive fees until our fund was down to a certain amount. So okay. It's different than the COVID-19 one.
Okay, gotcha. Thank you.
Yeah. I forgot to check to see if that veteran bill passed.
I have to check on that. Okay, and then item 9C, open board member position. What bill was that, Mr. Chair? It was related to military members.
Off the top of my head, I have to check.
Okay. All right, then item 9C, open board member position status update. I do not have an update. I've been extremely busy with the COVID situation, and everybody in the governor's office, including the Office of Boards and Commissions, they've been working nights, weekends, so getting them to focus on filling a board member position, I think it's not high on their priority list.
Shouldn't be.
Yeah, so that's all I have.
All right. Is there anything for the next month meeting?
I don't have anything.
Mr. Chair, I will.
Carlson, I don't have anything.
I will keep item 9C on for the next meeting. Hopefully, things will calm down a little bit.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I think so. I hope so. All right, with that being said, we move on to item 11, call to the public, and I think it's just us, right? There's somebody else on the line?
It's just board members and our attorney and myself.
All right. Well, I'll go ahead and adjourn our meeting at 1:46.
Wow. All right.